Hello and good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Magic the First Pioneers podcast. This is a podcast all about the pioneer format, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. I am joined, as always, by my co-host.
My name is Ryan. I am the cardboard samurai out of the Tokyo area of Japan.
All right, so you want to introduce today's topic? No special guest today, of course.
So today we were thinking we would finish up our Planes of Pioneer episode, or our series.
Whoa, what's that? I'm getting the news alert. Something's going on big in the news. Pioneer news. We got to cover this right now. Breaking news. Uro is dead.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Maybe. So what we got today is we got news that Uro is going to be in an upcoming, what do they call them, where they're selling the cards directly? Secret Lair. There we go. I can remember words at 8 p.m. at night. Secret Lair is coming up. It has Uro in it, and Wizards realized that if they made a Secret Lair with Uro in it and then proceeded to ban Uro in every format, that people would call for their heads, literally. So what they did is they released the Secret Lair, or they put up the first news about it, and they said, oh, by the way, Uro's getting banned in everything. So they specifically called out Pioneer. Pioneer is going to be getting an Uro ban. We don't know if any other changes will happen along with that ban, but we do know that Uro is on a time clock, probably within weeks. I think the 15th is when we might see a BNR announcement about that. So probably maybe even the same day that you're watching this. Maybe it just happened and we sound like we're half a day behind.
Yeah, I mean, I think this will drop probably the same day.
Breaking news. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a lot to unpack, a lot to kind of talk about today then. We've been kind of speaking about how, Uro is not overly broken, but also kind of maybe keeps the format from really being explored more in depth. So where should we start
today? Yeah, so, initial reactions, what's your first thought? Are you happy, sad, somewhere in the middle?
I'm an aggro player, I'm a Timmy player, and I'm also the discard guy, So all those decks were totally hamstringed, or whatever you call them, by Uro. Because he just stops all of those, all of those strategies. Like, why would I want somebody to discard if they're just going to, get Uro back quicker with it?
So the moral of the story is Mill is back.
Yes.
Probably not. Okay. Yeah. I've seen that reaction, I think, from certainly a number of people. There were some people that were really saying, like, I can't believe Uro is still legal. How is this card legal in this format? Mm-hmm. I think Saffronology literally this week was like, hey, I played the first Pioneer League in a while, and how is Uro an okay thing? Mm-hmm. Maybe that was an exaggeration. I'm going to say maybe this is a hot take, but what I've seen is that the people who were sad when Inverter was banned are the same people who are now sad that Uro is being banned. So, like, at the top levels, Uro was totally fine. People were enjoying playing the matchups that had Uro in them. They loved the mirror matches. I think that maybe for the general populace, there was less of a positive view of Uro. And we're getting some of the same thing here as we saw with Inverter. Inverter was kind of the same way that, the pros loved playing Inverter. Yeah. It was a fun matchup. It had a lot of interesting matchups. It was a skill-intensive thing. Everyone else hated getting Inverter comboed. So they're like, why do you guys get to have fun? Can't we have some fun? I think I'm probably okay with this. Initial reaction, yeah. Maybe I should take the other side. I'm going to give kind of the negative side of this, and I think that other people have said this too, is like, was this necessary? Aggro is rather good in Pioneer. Burn has always been one of the top decks. Mono green aggro, quite good. Aura's decks, there's a couple different kinds of them. Red white heroic, absolutely been a deck. Mm-hmm. Mono black and zombies have been continuing around. Spirits is doing great right now. All of these decks, not Uro decks, they're bad into Uro, but...
Well, here's the thing. Is Uro the only life gain card out there?
He's certainly not the only life gain card, but he's also, a 6-6 life gain card that you can main deck and...
I was going to say this later, but why not just play Hydroid Krasis? Focus on that instead. It gains you life.
Hydroid Krasis gains you one, Uro gains you six, there's a big difference. But just as far as, you know, aggro was in a very good spot, does this mean that fewer decks are going to be able to compete with the aggro decks if they can't just play Uro to help that matchup?
And I mean, here's the thing. I think you have to look at it at a bigger meta picture. Uro's gone. Everyone will try to play aggro again because they don't have to worry about that six damage. And then there'll be people that try to out meta that meta by playing more control decks. So I think control decks will come back as well. Not just...
Maybe not control is where I would look. I think that what we probably want to call it would be mid-range. Is, yeah. You know, decks that are, you know, good two-for-ones, things like that, are usually pretty good. You know, high creature value, cheap two-for-ones, that kind of deck is usually very good against aggro. But that deck did not stand a chance in the world of Uro.
Yeah.
So that's kind of going to be how we're going to set up this episode. Is, you know, first we want to talk about, okay, Uro is gone. What are the big winners there?
Actually,
next week, or do you want to talk first about the Uro decks?
Actually, I wanted to talk about like what decks played Uro the most. Like what decks really relied on Uro? Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay, so we'll start with the Uro decks. Like you were playing Uro in your deck. What happens to your deck now? Number two, let's go with, hey, all of these aggro lists, all of the lists that hated seeing Uro, what happens to them? Are they much better now? Mm-hmm. Who's kind of the winners there? And then let's go to that next level. Is let's say, okay, what was being held back by Uro, or what might be good in a meta where decks are not counting on beating Uro? You know, there are aggro decks and anti-aggro decks running around. Mm-hmm. What's good in that format? So those are kind of going to be the three parts. So starting off, Uro decks, you know, top deck in the format probably, Sultai Reclamation or Tiber Reclamation. Both are Uro decks, absolutely to their core. How do those do with no Uro?
I mean, they're all about making big mana, right? So again, I come back to the Hydroid Crisis argument that, you know, maybe you have to play a little bit extra removal to be able to put out a big Hydroid Crisis. But, you know, ramp decks never seem to have to worry about that, to be able to draw, you know, three or four cards and put it a 6/6, you know, Hydroid. So I think not so bad, just because they're already a ramp deck. So they'll be fine. Hmm. They'll just have to adjust a little bit.
Well, I think it's more of a struggle than that. I think that the deck might not be dead, but I do think that's going to be a very difficult deck to play at first. You know, there is a lot of power still in the Wilderness Reclamation. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could find, you know, there's the Wolf that has Flash. That thing's still good. There's the, you know, blue-green-green counterspell creature. I can't remember names. It's 8:00. That's apparently late for me today. Normally I'm the naming random cards guy. maybe there's places for the deck to go. I think that it is going to hurt the deck a lot. A lot more than you're saying. You know, without Uro, what ramp do they really have? They're kind of just playing lands as their only ramp.
You get Growth Spiral, of course.
Yeah.
And there's other things that search for lands, so...
Well, currently they're not playing those. Maybe they'll have to, but, you know, they're losing a card draw spell. They're losing a life gain spell.
Yeah.
They're losing a, you know, their bomb, their win con, basically. So they're going to have to find a new win con while still trying to replace those control elements. And that's going to be tough. I think that the deck obviously loses a lot of power. I'm not ready to say that it's dead. You know, this is day one of us hearing about Uro being gone. I do think that it's going to be one of the harder decks to take a big fall on this.
Yeah, it'll be brought down to heal. But not killed.
Yeah, it might be the kind of thing that only Ryan can play now. Although he won't.
No, not as blue.
So, okay, no. You're going to play a Jund Reclamation.
Sure, there you go. Next deck that plays Uro. I was going to say...
Omnath is the big one I would think of.
Yeah, so Omnath. It's basically like having double Uros, right? You know, when you have your Omnath in play and you're drawing cards and gaining life. And stuff like
so,
that.
So, yeah, Omnath, Uro was a great way for the deck to, you know, put lands into play, gain life, both things that that Omnath really calls for you to be doing. Mm-hmm. I think this deck is actually going to take a bigger hit than it seemed. Like, I think the initial reaction is like, okay, they've still got, you know, Omnath, they've still got Return to the Wilds, mm-hmm. they've still got... the ultimatum, you know, they can still Ugin. All of those things are good. I think that the deck will run out of gas with no Uro a lot easier than before. So
easier to disrupt, you know, you're saying.
Not as much to disrupt. I think that it's actually possible to just, you know, kill every Omnath that they play, and then they don't have a deck. You know, mm-hmm. like, it's possible to answer all of their threats. Whereas before, when they had Uro, it would always be, you know, okay, I'm, you know, kind of going off this turn, and I get an Uro back. And there's really just no way to answer yeah. that value in addition to everything else they're doing. Yeah. I think that that makes it actually more possible to fight the deck. I don't think it's dead, but I think that this is a bigger hit to the deck than what people might initially think. I think that, you know, when I play a mid-range or another control deck, I can, it's hard, but it's possible to run, just, you know, run them out of gas and mm-hmm. then deck themselves. I think that it becomes a lot easier when they can't just play Uro repeatedly from the graveyard.
Yeah. And then, of course, the last deck to talk about, and I know one of our guests is kind of really angry about this, actually. Niv to Light. No. Claudio is a firm believer in the Church of Uro, so...
I mean, I'm a Niv player, too. I actually think this might... I think that Niv is not dead. I think that it is too soon to say that Niv is dead. There have been versions of Niv that haven't run Uro mm-hmm. before. You know, they were playing Uro not because they needed to have that long game, but more so because it was just the best thing to do. Like, it's yeah. just a good card, and they like good cards that are two colors. I think that if the game goes long enough, Niv still has the card advantage to beat any of the mid-range matchups that it already was good at. And if mid-range is going to become good again, then Niv would love that because Niv goes over the top mm-hmm. of those even without Uro. So I think that Niv will live. Obviously, Niv this is a big live. Hit to
there
it.
There you go.
We'll have to see. Niv to live. We'll have to see what it can replace it with. You know, if they weren't playing Growth Spiral, maybe try that out. I'm sure there's a lot of other fun options if they suddenly have, you know, three or four slots available, opened up yeah. in the deck.
Now, and we've said this countless times on the podcast that, you know, Niv to Light is extremely flexible and, you know, it's kind of like the best toolbox deck in the format. So it's hard to say it'll be a bad deck afterwards because it can find something else and it won't be as good. But it'll still be a really good deck, I think.
Yeah, certainly.
So yeah, basically all of these Uro pile decks are gone. I'm going to say that in general, we will see less, you know, three color or more decks in the format because basically people were always trying to say, okay, how can I fit green or blue in here to play an Uro? And, you know,
yeah, there's been a bit of that.
So, you know, we'll see more monocolored and we'll see, you know, maybe like more two color decks maybe as well.
I don't know if I'm ready to go that far yet, but something like that. As far as other, let's just real quick, other Niv-Mizzet decks, you know, like Sultai would play it. Not always, but often. You know, Sultai that wasn't
the regular Sultai. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Trying to think if there's anything else that really ran it. I think those were mostly the big ones that we've covered.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of covers the first part, you know, what decks played it, and we kind of talked about if these decks will survive. So do you want to move into kind of like what decks get better now?
Yeah, let's go ahead. And, you know, obviously, let's talk about some of the top decks right now that are not playing Uro. So yeah, if Uro first. Is the only thing that's banned, would get better. So, you know, just last week we had a guest on to talk about Mono Green Planeswalkers. I think that that deck is now even stronger.
Why?
So they weren't specifically bad against Uro, but, you know, those were medium matchups. They were, you know, close 40 to 60% matchups, mm-hmm. and they lost a very powerful card and green didn't. So I think that it's just obvious to say that, hey, this gets better.
Okay, so more like percentage-wise, you know, it's kind of like that tempo swing, you know, when you play like a Siege Rhino and you lose life, three life. It's a six game. It's a six life swing, basically. Whereas, you know, they're losing Uro, they lose a few percentage points. Green gets a few percentage points. So it's actually much, it'll seem more pronounced when they play against each other.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
I certainly
against those specific decks.
I think Mono Black will get better. You know, Thoughtseize is going to be amazing in this format now when you're not feeling, you know, when you don't have to worry about feeling in Uro.
Well, I think that depends on how much aggro is going to be around. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're looking at Burn being one of the best decks in the format. And, you know, this is something we've kind of said, and I was starting to say, is like, you know, Burn has always been consistently good. Mm-hmm. for the people who are saying, like, we got to ban Uro, we got to ban Teferi, we got to ban four or five more, Omnath, five more slow things, mm-hmm. that just makes Burn better and better and better. And I don't know how you exactly fight with that. So I do think that Burn had tools that they were available to fight against Uro decks. You know, Chain to the Rocks was a staple in the red-white Burn decks. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were running Rolling Vortex as well, you know, four of each of those, just because you need them to fight against this Uro decks. So that frees up a lot of slots in their sideboard, I think. It does also mean that I wouldn't mind seeing more Burn decks that aren't red-white. If you don't have to go to Chain to the Rocks, I think that you could look again at something like Shrapnel Blast, Soul, or go mono-red, go blue-red with Wizards, something like that, mm-hmm. just to see what your other options are. You know, green-red, maybe.
Yeah, and again, like I said, you know, I agree Burn will be really good, or mono-red decks will be really good, but I also think more people will be playing Control, and I think they'll be able to focus more on counter spells and, you know, removal, and then finishing off, like, you know, more of the traditional Control decks. So...
Okay, and you know, Burn isn't the only aggro deck. So you mentioned Spirits, or you mentioned Mono Black. I think that's a great one. Spirits was the next one I was going to talk about. It's been a really popular aggro deck, mm-hmm. and that deck hated Uro. You know, that was a huge life gain on the opponent's side that really they don't have a great way to stop other than just racing it in the air.
Mm-hmm. So Spirits is a winner?
Yeah, I think Spirits is a big winner here. And I could even say, you know, Blue-White Spirits had become the most popular version. I think that you could look again at Company. I think that Company had a worse Uro matchup, but maybe it'll have better matchup into other things. I'm not a Spirits expert, but I think that there's a possibility that you could try Bant again.
And, you know, if you don't mind me moving on to my next deck. So like I said, Mono sure. Black, you know, Thoughtseize is really good. And another deck that really did discard very well was Black Red Pyromancer.
Yes, so this is a big one that we didn't mention here. I definitely wanted to mention it when we were talking about decks that are kind of next level. So, you know, Uro's gone. Kroxa is assumably
not gone. Yeah, there we go.
Able to be assumed, yeah. Not gone. That makes decks that can run Kroxa kind of interesting to me. And I think Rakdos Pyromancer is the big one that gets to do that. They also, you know, they just got a little bit of an improvement in their lands, has been nice. They get to run Valky, mm-hmm. who's just beast. Yeah. although, you know, you don't get to get that fun interaction where you steal the opponent's Uro anymore, but that wasn't too common anyways.
And I think Kroxa is more of a fair card in the format as far as Titans are concerned, just because, yeah, you're bringing it back, you're in a 6-6. It makes you discard it, that's kind of painful, but it can be pushed very easily. And the mana is not that good in red-black either. So, you know, you basically have perfect mana in your green-blue decks.
Yeah, that's pretty true. You know, and green-blue had better support overall. Kroxa also, the front side is just a lot worse on Kroxa than Uro was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it'll be fine. And again, I just want to shout out to Cheesy Puffy for bringing that to my attention in the Discord channel.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So I am excited about that. I also think as far as... you've been talking about Control, but let's talk a little bit about Control. Like, Esper Control is kind of the Control deck that we've seen mm-hmm. a fair bit of. No more Uro in that matchup. That seems great for them. You know, similar to, like, Mono Green, they could beat Uro decks, but it was certainly a big card advantage engine that fought against their more fair card advantage mm-hmm. engines.
So they were playing, Teferis, and they were playing Shark Typhoon and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, frequently.
Yeah, so Esper, so again, that's different from, like, the Yorion decks, right?
So, yeah, the Yorion ones often ran a few more creatures. You know, you'd see things like Skyclave, you would see some other cards they would run. The big one I think that's going to be really interesting now is Oath of Kaya, mm-hmm. Is a great aggro card, was a dead card in Uro matchups, mm-hmm. so that's a big pickup for them.
For Esper Yorion.
Yeah, for Esper, yeah, Yorion yeah. Control.
I don't know if regular Esper Control runs it, does it?
Well, I mean, they're kind of the same. Are they? Deck, mostly. Like, you could do, like, a creatureless you could do, like, a creatureless Esper or, like, a creatureless blue-white.
Yeah, I'm trusting you as the more Control player to kind of enlighten me.
I do
me.
Think the Yorion with some creatures is the more common version of the Esper.
Okay. Any other decks? I think maybe vampires.
Well, I mean, we haven't mentioned auras too much.
Yeah, auras is already kind of good. I mean, I guess it gets better now. Was Uro a big problem before?
I don't know if it was a big problem for the deck, but it's out of the way. You can't hate that. Actually, maybe that's, it's nice to say, like, hey, the format gets weaker, these get better, but maybe at the same time, those were pretty good decks against something slow like Reclamation. Mm-hmm. If you can take that out of the picture, maybe that makes them worse. But we'll see. I mean, they're not the worst into the aggro matchup either, so I think that there's comparisons there.
And sorry, I was talking about this before we jumped back to auras, but I thought vampires might actually get better as well. That showed up a lot at the beginning of the format, but Uro kind of pushed it out just because it is kind of too fair. And, the removal was really good against it. But, it has access to Thoughtseize.
Yeah, and I was lumping that in with Mono Black a little bit because they are both, black aggro decks. Mono Black.
Yeah, like the black, the Mono Black one is probably better against, like, control metas, because you have a lot of stuff that can come back from the graveyard. Whereas, Vampires is kind of like your more mid-rangey black thing. So
black really, the mono black aggro did struggle into things like Niv, into the Uro piles, Omnath. That was not a good matchup for them. But they also had trouble with the burn side of things. Mm-hmm. So they might have trouble if burn picks up a lot of popularity because, Scrap Heap Scoundrel not black blocking, Bloodsoak Champion not blocking. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of bad blockers. Maybe the vampires will be better than that. You can run things like the Gifted Aetherborn main. You could even run the new Vampire Nighthawk, maybe. Mm-hmm. Those all seem pretty good in a burn matchup. Kalidus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kalidus could be played in both of them, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I already liked the mono black vampires, I think, more than the regular aggro, but this will just push that even more.
Any other decks you think get better?
I'm interested in the combo decks. I don't know what's going to happen specifically to them. Oops All Spells, Lotus Combo, those weren't really playing Uro. I don't know if that makes them get better or makes them get worse. It's going to really just depend on how the rest of the meta looks. If people are hating on graveyards more or less, if people are, so what people are doing. So I'm not sure. The Lotus Combo did not like counter spells, so that probably
they could get weaker,
better, but they also were great into Omnath, so it's a toss up.
I mean, like you said, like we were saying, it depends on how the meta develops. If more control comes about, because of this, then Lotus could be hated out just because of all the counter spells that has access to. And then, like you said, Oops All Spells could be really good.
Lotus can't really run counter spells, they don't have much.
But what, the control decks can't run counter spells?
Oh, okay, the control decks can, but Lotus Combo. Yeah. You were saying Lotus
Combo. Lotus could get hated out because they can't, But yeah, Oops All Spells as well, like you said, if people aren't running Yard Hate, then all of those graveyard type, strategies could get better. It's I would say it gets better, but it's more of a situational it gets better. And
yeah, but, right off the bat, I'd say go try Mono Green Planeswalkers, go try Burn. If Spirits or Vampires are your deck, go ahead with those. I think all of these are going to be the biggest winners is those aggro, low-to-the-ground aggro decks.
And there's one more thing that I kind of wanted to talk about. We're talking about what decks get better, but how about we talk about, what cards get better? If we take a look at, what's the most played cards right now in the Pioneer format, how will this change? I just sent you a link. I don't know if you can see that.
Let me take a look. I'll see how much it changes. Well, I want to, I'm going to give this hot take right away here. Here's the thing, guys, just lean in close here. Listen up. I have something to tell you. Just because Uro's gone doesn't mean that Siege Rhino's playable. I'm sorry. Ha. You heard it here.
It's a meme card.
It's not a meme card. It just doesn't have the support. It doesn't have things in its color it wants to be doing. And it's just not broken to the point where it's warping a format around it or anything like that.
You had the Bring to Light, the Bring to Rhino deck a while back, and maybe you can...
8 Rhinos, 12 Rhinos. If you guys can prove me wrong, go for it. I'd be ecstatic. I just don't think that is we're going to just... It's not a Siege Rhino format now. I don't think that changes.
Do some Shapeshifter, copy it. Yeah, there we go. Anyways, you have the link open?
Yeah, so it looks like Uro is the most popular creature.
Yeah, it's number 5 on the all-time played Pioneer cards. And the other top five is Mystical Dispute, Thoughtseize, Aether Gust, and Fatal Push. So Thoughtseize, I think, will probably stay, or if not be the number one played card, I think, you know, after this this banning. But
yeah, I think that even against Burn and things, you're still going to want some number of Thoughtseize. That shouldn't change.
So what about the rest of this list? What do you think will change?
So this is interesting. It's not weighted by number of cards, just most played. Yeah. So like, you know, I see
the percentage.
I see Lurrus on here, even though it's played at one copy. Mm-hmm. Soul Guide Lantern's usually a two of, but that's in the top 10 here, mm-hmm. actually. That's really interesting. And I think that does have to do a bit with Uro, but also with Oops All Spells. It's going to be interesting if the graveyard hate cards change. Soul Guide Lantern was rather good against Uro specifically. And it did great against Oops All Spells. I think that there might be other graveyard hate cards that might be better that were worth considering. If Uro isn't specifically the card you're worried about,
like Gravedigger's Cage is maybe the better.
Cage isn't bad, or the New Weathered Runestone maybe, uh-huh. if you're worried specifically about you know, we were talking about this recently, just specifically the Splendid Ultimatum. I don't know if that's going to be around much mm-hmm. more.
What else? You know, Growth Spiral, like you said.
I doubt that Omnath and Wilderness Wreck are going to be quite this high. You know, even Sylvan Caryatid is there because of...
So those will go down, you said?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable to expect those to go down. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing anything here that stands out as being like, oh yeah, like, hey, you know, this Burning Tree Emissary is going to be going up five spots. That means you want to play more Wild Slashes, like... Yeah, I think that there's interesting things here. I don't know if what the lesson learned is. You know, Whirling Vortex might see less play.
We got Monastery Swift Spirit like 24 right now, and I think if red decks, you know, Gruul or blue red or whatever start seeing more play again, I think that could go up. Same thing with Soulscar Mage. Like all those red cards, I think will see more play. I think they'll become more popular in the future.
All right. Well, how about the fun part of the show for, you know, when we're talking about decks that were just bad into Uro, mm. is this your wheelhouse?
You know, as far as like what decks that I would play that I can probably play.
So now? Here's the next level is like let's think about this as a, you know, competitive format, and we know that people are going to be, you know, focusing less on beating Uro decks. They're going to be maybe moving more to aggro. The go long of the format looks more like an Esper control and less like a four color pile of draw 50 cards. Mm-hmm. So what gets better in there? I think that you'd already kind of pointed this out with like mono black being able to go long against decks by drawing cards off of castles, by, you know, having their spell lands, by I think being things like Mutavault that let that deck go very long. I think that in that same vein, the first one I want to talk about would be like mono red. Mm-hmm. If you remember big red, you know, Glorybringer, Chandra, that deck really died out because of Niv-to-Mind.
Oh, yeah.
That deck just went so far over the top of it that it had no way of competing. And Uro really sealed the grave, being in a few decks that just, you know, completely go over the top of that deck. Very hard to deal four and kill an Uro, you know, dealing six is tough for that kind of deck. I think that kind of deck interests me a lot. I think that rather than Glorybringer, I might go with the new Goldspan Dragon. Uh-huh. The first place I'm going to be looking actually is red-black.
So,
you know, get to play Chandra, but also get to play the new Valky, get to play Goldspan Dragon. Kind of like Rakdos midrange in Standard right now, mm-hmm. but just with some big upgrades, you know, get to play Kroxa. That seems good to me.
Okay. So you're thinking more of like a well-balanced red-black deck, not just a splash.
Yeah, I'm thinking pretty evenly red-black.
Okay. So again, going with the control thing, I think blue-black control gets a lot better just because, you know, you're...
Interesting.
You know, you have turn one Thoughtseize, turn two Thought Erasure, into like turn three... I don't know, someone posted this in the chat. I can't remember what they said. But, you know, being able to put stuff in their graveyard again without having to worry about, you know, just becoming an Uro on turn four, I think is going to be really powerful. So maybe we'll see more people playing, you know, the Scarab God and stuff like that. I think a lot of those players that were playing Soul Tie before will just switch back to black blue control.
That's interesting. You know, I guess that Soul Tie loses a lot of its appeal. You know, there is still Abrupt Decay and things like that, but I can see trying blue-black. Otherwise, I think Esper would probably be the way those might go. But what you did make me think of, though, is Rogues has been a pretty popular standard deck.
Which one? Rogues.
Rogues.
Yeah, that was actually on my list.
And Rogues was really bad at when you mill your opponent and they hit Uro and you can't answer a 6-6 with your bunch of 1-1s and things.
Yeah. So that's you know, for new players that are trying to get into Pioneer that are playing Standard right now, Rogues, bring it to Historic, try it out, and it'll probably make the jump to Pioneer.
Yeah, might be worth giving a try. I think that's interesting. I don't think that that's guaranteed yet, but that's kind of what this topic is about, is what's worth exploring right now.
And kind of in a similar vein to Blue-Black Control, I would say Grixis Midrange, maybe, you know, with like Nicol Bolas Ravager. We haven't seen that, seeing any play at all. I mean, of course, because, you know, it discards. But, you know, I could see that kind of more grindy, controlling, card advantage type deck making a comeback.
Yeah, so it, kind of exactly what we were saying is cards that, you know, things like a Kolaghan's Command that are a 2-for-1. Great into aggro, you know, having main deck sweepers, something like a Radiant Flames or an Anger of the Gods, great into aggro. But you did not want to be playing those cards against your Uro opponent. And, you know, if we're not seeing Wilderness Reclamation counterspell deck with Uro, we're not seeing Omnath into Uro, those could get a lot better.
And you were joking about it, but what about Jund?
Well, I was joking about you playing something weird with Jund. I don't remember what exactly I said. But, I mean, again, red-green or red-black both seem like they suddenly became playable again a little bit.
You get Elder Gargaroth. You know, five mana, 6/6.
That interests me. I was going to say a big worry right now is that a lot of these decks have trouble stabilizing against aggro. I would need to see exactly how we can beat the red-white burn matchup.
Mm-hmm. Like early on, you mean. So maybe the control is a little better. And again, I slide this into like every episode. Waste Not. You know, I'm really excited about my Waste Not deck being more playable. I wouldn't say it's competitive, but it's more playable now.
So, yeah, a lot of the, you know, Mimi decks that was saying like M-E-M-E-Y, not meme. I don't pronounce meme as Mimi.
Uh-huh.
Meme-E decks will probably do better in a format where there's less.
So we could see more rogue decks, you think? And not rogues as in rogues, but like rogues as in like, you know, kind of random piles.
We're just being a very verbose this episode. There we go. Yeah, I think that we could see more of those. You know, I think things like dwarves, and you know what, even I was watching, I talked about this, but you know, I was watching Connerman play his red white dwarf vehicle deck, and he ran into a deck in like the second or third matchup, and he's like, this deck my opponent's playing is really cool, but that deck has zero chance against Uro. Mm-hmm. So maybe we go look at whatever that Mardu pile was and see what that's doing.
Both
those kind of decks could be something interesting.
Would love to see Marduk like get better in this format. What about, you said Insol earlier as well. So you think Insol would be a good choice? Like as a forgotten deck?
Insol, the reason I called it out is because I think that Insol had a real trouble with Uro, is that they didn't have the same tools that Red White did to answer the game life, to answer the 6-6 once it came back. Mm-hmm. And I think that does get better. I'm a little hesitant about Shrapnel Blast if there are still counterspells, but we'll have to A, see if there's still counterspells, and B, you know, just see what the format looks like. But you could do something like Blue White and Soul, like the Blue White Auras. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a deck.
Like you said, making a 5/5 is nothing against a 6/6 that gains life each turn. So
yeah, a little bit.
And this is kind
of, I mean, speaking of gaining life, what about Angels?
I don't know if it's actually going to be good, if control's going to be, you know, a big thing, you know, wiping your board, you know, getting rid of all of your setup cards is going to be rough. So it's going to depend on how many board wipes are going to be played afterwards. If it's mostly aggro, then I think it'll be fine, because like I said before, I went from like 11 life to 40 life in one turn.
Yeah, and maybe that's a TBD, because I think that I'm seeing it as, hey, a bunch of people are going to be playing Burn. You're seeing, you know, Burn and Mono Green. Mm-hmm. You're seeing more. You're thinking more about the poob and things.
Well, that your Coco version would probably be better, I think, is a way to gain life be aggressive.
Yeah, it was fun.
But like for me, if you need the more mid rangey effect, you go to the black white version, you know, with Lyras in it. Again, this is kind of stretching, but if we see less graveyard hate, is it possible that Rally the Ancestors could make a comeback?
I think that there's a world where some kind of sacrifice deck would definitely come back again. You know, there's been a variety of them. You know, there was Jund Sacrifice. There was Green Black Citadel. Mm-hmm. We've seen a few of those kind of things. I think that there might be some room to explore there. You know, maybe this should have been something mentioned in the when we were talking about decks that get better, but another kind of three or four color deck that did not lose Uro is Fires. I think that that might be a place that's very interesting. They could go a little heavier on their sweepers and not worry about a control matchup, and that seems like they would get way better from that.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited, you know, about, you know, what we're going to see over the next month or so in Pioneer. We're definitely going to have some pros come on after, like, the meta changes to give us their, you know, feelings on the situation. But I'm excited.
Or we'll just have to go pro.
Yeah, there we go. Go pro.
So last kind of topic is, so we have not seen a ban and restricted update yet. Mm-hmm. This was all we've seen so far when we're recording this is the news that there is going to be a ban on Uro in a number of formats. Do you think that Uro is the only thing going in this BNR?
For Pioneer?
Yeah, for Pioneer.
I of course. I think yes. Just because there really aren't any broken cards in the format, and we don't know how well you know, these other archetypes are going to do without Uro. Uro is just basically card advantage and life gain. And like we just talked about this whole show, yes, aggro will get better, but we have to let, you know, the metagame kind of adjust and, you know, give a week for, you know, the control decks to kind of build up, you know, a proper list to get them under control. And I think give it like 3 weeks, we'll have a really well-balanced format with a little bit more variety than we're seeing now.
Yeah, hopefully. I do think that Pioneer perseveres. You know, I was talking about this earlier again on Twitter, is that, you know, this reminds me a little bit of how Pioneer kind of just has been okay always. You know, even when like Companions were ruining every other format, Pioneer was just doing a great time. Like, I almost feel like the pre-companion nerf Pioneer was better than the post-companion nerf Pioneer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every other format, just like screaming and hailing, and, you know, we're just sitting inside with our coffee, playing Magic against our friends, having a good time while everything storms outside. And it feels a little bit the same way with Uro, is that, yeah, maybe Uro's going to get washed out, but we're going to just keep casting our spells, having a good time, and seeing what's new.
I mean, Valky's really strong. It's like making the older formats unplayable. I don't think he's that bad in Pioneer right now, though. It's interesting in Pioneer.
Yep, nope, he's perfectly fine. Yeah. You know, he's good in Niv-to-Lite. Niv-to-Lite will get a little worse without Uro. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is, if they are going to ban something else, I think the two things with the most target on their back would be Omnath, which I think would definitely be overstepping a little bit, because taking Uro out of the Omnath decks is going to be a real big blow to those decks. The other one would be Teferi. I think a lot of people have complained about. I don't think that it's showing up at a power level that makes me worried about it, and it is also helping stop some certain things. That would definitely worry me if it got rid of, because, you know, most of the
combo decks or whatever,
Teferi decks are also Uro decks. You know, Omnath played both of them, Niv-to-Lite played both of them. So if you're losing, it wouldn't make sense to ban them both together. I could see them doing it, though.
I could see them if that waiting. Happens,
yeah. I hope they wait. I hope that they wait. I hope that you guys aren't listening to this being like, they didn't wait. Everything is banned.
Because,
but we'll see.
Because here's the thing. Like I said, you know, there's going to be a lot of aggro, and then there's going to be control to try to fight that aggro. And, you know, I don't know if Teferi's going to be sticking around that long with all this aggro. You know, it'll be taken out very... I think the aggro could keep it in check. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never been an overpowered deck just against aggro. I mean, it shows up. If suddenly, you know, Esper becomes extremely overpowered, if Jeskai Fires becomes very, very overpowered, if kind of those are the ruling decks of the format, then I think it would be fine to go back and look at Niv again, or sorry, at Teferi again. Right now, I don't think that it's a strong necessity.
And green definitely has the tools. They have a lot of can't be countered protection from blue type cards, so...
Yeah, and you know they just play sorcery speed spells anyway,
yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so maybe.
Yeah, they certainly, you know, Teferi certainly isn't winning the mono green matchup.
Yeah, Gruul Midrange was another deck we didn't talk about. Maybe it's better now. I don't know. You know, with Embercleave and you know the Spellbreaker and whatever. Yeah, I think that's good. That's everything I pretty much wanted to say about this sudden news bulletin or this sudden.
Yeah, if there's any big changes other than that, we will be sure to update you. You know, follow us on Twitter is a great place to have conversations right away. You can also find a link to our Discord there is if you really want to get up close and personal with other people playing, following, and talking competitively about Pioneer. That's a great place to do it. My Twitter there is at MTGPioneer, the one and only. Also, make sure to use hashtag MTGPioneer if you're talking about Pioneer in any of your tweets.
Mm-hmm. My turn?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So, yeah, again, you guys can find me on Twitter at Yoshwenky, Yoschwenky. And I kind of always promote my Ryan's Channel of Jank every episode. It's in our Discord channel. And, you know, I think with, you know, Earl gone, people are going to be brewing a little bit more. Or if you have new lists that, you know, you're going to be updating and you want to drop those, you can put those in our deck list channel as well. I love talking brews and I love, you know, giving inputs on decks. So definitely join us, follow us, join the discussion.
You know what channel we need? I'm always talking about, like, weird rulings with Pioneer cards. If you guys have any questions on mechanics or rulings for Pioneer cards, feel free to come ask me. Most of the time I've already researched them. We've got some good judges in the chat that we can help figure it out. Otherwise we'll take you to the net and get your answer. But we love looking at, you know, the kind of corner cases. I definitely do. So,
and
if you've got a weird Pioneer question, go ahead and ask me on our Discord.
And one more thing, if there are more bannings next week, we will definitely have some pros
repeat
on
this
maybe.
Episode.
But you said there will be what?
Oh, I said, then we'll just repeat this episode. Oh my God, Teferi is gone. Breaking news.
No, we'll probably have some grinders on, though, if there's any of the other big changes in the next 2 weeks, I'm thinking. We have another deck. Awesome. We have another idea planned for next week already, so it'll probably be in 2 weeks before we hit up the metagame again.
All right, that's going to bring us to the end of our show. Thank you guys for listening so much. We appreciate you, our listeners, more than anything else. And we just love to talk about Pioneer and hope that you guys enjoy listening. We are MTG Pioneer, the first Pioneers podcast. We look forward to being your go-to source for Pioneer information online. Your first Pioneers, signing off. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.